Vidura was one of the senior members of the Kaurava dynasty. He was the brother of Maharaj Pandu and Maharaj Dhritarashtra. He was the son of Vyasadeva, as the other two brothers were. In his case, by a maidservant of the queen. So he was a very senior person. Yudhisthira Maharaj and the Pandavas used to give him great respect. They also respected Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra and Vidura were on the level of their father. Yes, they were on the level of their father. In the absence of their father, they were under the care of their father's brothers, Dhritarashtra and Vidura. Of course, Dhritarashtra's care was not very caring, but Vidura would always look after the welfare of the Pandavas. So Vidura was on the level of their father. And Lord Krishna was their contemporary friend. Arjuna and his brothers were in a friendly relationship with Krishna. Of course, Lord Krishna was so perfect in his etiquette that he used to respect the brothers differently. When he met the Pandavas, he would offer his obeisances to Yudhisthira Maharaj, because Yudhisthira Maharaj was a little older and was the king. And Bhima and Arjuna, with Arjuna especially, he would embrace Arjuna just like a close friend. And Nakula and Sahadev, he would offer blessings, because they're the younger brothers, younger than Krishna. So, although they were all friends, but the relationship had some gradations to it. That Yudhisthira Maharaj was senior and he's the king. Bhima and Arjuna are on pretty much the same level. And Nakula and Sahadev are Arjuna. So Krishna used to deal with them little differently, because there was some distinction in their seniority. So the Uddhava was also the contemporary of Lord Krishna. He was the friend of Krishna. So for him also, Vidura was on the level practically of his father. So when Vidura met Uddhava, Uddhava offered his respects to Vidura. And Vidura embraced Uddhava. This was proper. Although Uddhava was a very learned scholar, a disciple of Brihaspati, the chief priest of the demigods, still, Uddhava offered his respects to Vidura because Vidura was seen. Uddhava was also very spiritually advanced. He was also the personal friend of Lord Krishna. But he offered his respects to Vidura. This is culture. Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujana. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Lord Krishna, when describing austerity in the mode of goodness performed with the body, begins by saying that these are among those austerities, Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujana, to offer worship to the Lord, to the twice born, to the spiritual master, and to respectable persons, pragya. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna, Arjuna told Krishna, Pujarha Bhagisudana, how can I oppose in battle people like Bhishma and Drona, Pujarha, who deserve my worship? Pujarha Bhagisudana. Well, this is Vedic culture, to respect the senior persons. Actually, not just Vedic culture, this is culture, period. This is culture. To respect senior persons or persons who are, yes, especially even someone may be more qualified or less qualified, but simply by age, someone has the right to be respected. Simply by age. There are other qualifications. One becomes old by knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj, although he was 5 years old, he was very old, or he was very senior by knowledge, devotion. So that's another kind of qualification. By knowledge, by ashram, by position. The king is respected because he's the king. The judge is respected because he's the judge. Even if his father comes before the court, he'll say to the son, Your Honor, if it pleases the court, honoring the position. There are different ways that seniority is recognized. And first thing is simply by age. The older person, that's any cultured person, has to respect his elders. So, and when the elders, whether by ashram or by age or by knowledge or by post, when they're respected, then they give their blessings. They give their blessings. The respect goes upward and blessings come down. The senior person, whether the mother or the father, they give their blessings. Before leaving for battle, the son would take the blessings of the mother, take the blessings of the seniors, then go. That means offering respect, taking blessings. That's the system. So, that then it was right also that Uttava offered his respects, and then Vidura embraced him. Yes. Savasudevan Uchuran Prashantam Brihaspate Praktaniyam Pratitam. Uttava is very qualified. Vasudevan Uchuran. He's the constant, he was always with Krishna. He was the most intimate advisor of Lord Krishna in Dwarka, friend and advisor both. When Krishna had some confidential business, he would send Uddhava, you deliver this message to the Vrajavasis. Very confidential message. Or when Krishna was deciding what to do, now should, is it better to do this or is it better to do that? And he would ask Uddhava, what do you recommend? You're very sagacious, you're the son or disciple of Brihaspati. And what do you think we should do? Although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, he would inquire from Uddhava, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? We also saw the Srila Prabhupada, he would sometimes ask his disciples, so what do you think? So Lord Krishna would ask Uddhava, so what is your judgment on the matter? So Vasudeva Anucharan, he was very intimately associated with Vasudeva, Krishna. And Prashanta, very peaceful and sober, gentle, Prashanta, senses controlled, mind controlled. To have an advisor who's always crazy, that's not good. Advisor should be someone very sober, very thoughtful. Brihaspate prak tanayam pratitam. Alinga gatam praniyena patam. So Vidura very feelingly embraced Uddhava. Because the Uddhava was so intimately connected with Krishna. The devotee becomes a reservoir of love for Krishna and stimulates love. Tadiyanam samarjana. The devotee is always associated with Krishna. So he's very dear to Krishna. And associating with him is like associating with Krishna. Tadiyanam samarjana. So, and we mentioned yesterday, Uddhava also in his bodily features resembled Krishna. Alinga gatam praniyena patram, out of love. Those who are dear to someone who is dear to us also become dear to us. Svanam aprichchat bhavat prajanam. And Vidura asked about Bhagavat Prajana, the family members of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna had 16,108 wives, queens in Dwarka. And by each wife he had 10 sons. They had their sons also. So the dynasty was huge. Even these days, if someone has 10 sons, it's like huge, very, very big family. So, you know, he has a big family. 5 children. And Krishna had 16,108 times 10. 160,000 plus. So, and very powerful also, sons like Pradumna and Charudeshana and others, right? Aniruddha was the grandson of Vibhor. They were very powerful Kshatriyas. So the Bhagavat Praja, the Yadu dynasty, Vidura was inquiring about them. And it's very curious here that the inquiry was not exactly practical, because he already knew. He already knew what had happened. But it was practically unimaginable. Practically unimaginable that the whole dynasty could have just disappeared like that. So he was in shock. The Guru was in shock. How is it possible? Everyone has disappeared just like that. And imagine if your whole family suddenly was wiped out. The whole family, Yadu dynasty, was just devastated, annihilated. So the Krishna's family and Krishna himself disappeared. So how shocking it must have been to Vidura. So when he saw Uddhava, met Uddhava, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental emotion. He now Uddhava was practically of the Yadu dynasty who was left, but Uddhava was there. And by transcendental good fortune, they met in this sacred place, Mathura area on the side of the Jamuna. So Vidura is asking, he'll ask in the present, in the coming verses, about this one and that one, this family member, that family member. They were all glorious. And Vidura will ask about so many of them. Psychological, not practical. I think it is very nice. Psychological question. Sometimes we ask a question, and it's not to find out the answer. It's because of some psychological feeling, some feeling. So in this case, it was like that. All right, some questions. Yes, that's natural. Some, suppose a king, so someone is his immediate servant and someone else is working in the palace or someone he's assisting. That's secretary and then secretary to the secretary. So that's natural.
Is that less?
No. On the spiritual platform, there's no less and more. At the same time, those who are the most intimate, they're the most intimate. But to be indirectly connected on the spiritual platform is not less. It's less, but it's not less. Yes? Excuse me? Yes. We should offer respect to others. Yes. If you speak like that and sort of softly, then I'm not going to, I'll have to ask you to repeat everything. So maybe you could just start by speaking loudly. One should offer respect to others and. Yes. Oh, Should I give up on you or not? If you have a voice problem, give your questions to the person next to you and let him say it loud. I'm not a mystic that I can just figure out what you're saying from 20 yards away. Sometimes we don't respect others and they become angry or something. Yeah, that may be. And they don't give respect in return. Well, were you offering respect to get respect in return? Do you have a question? Or is you just mentioning that? In the comment. Sometimes we respect others and we don't get respect in return. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's policy. Not that I offer respect to get respect. But we offer respect without expecting return. You may respect me or not respect me, but I have to respect you. Like Yudhisthira is offering respect to Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra is working with Duryodhana, conspiring with Duryodhana, or at least acquiescing in Duryodhana's plans to kill the brothers. Still, Yudhisthira Maharaj is offering respect. That's his duty. He's the subordinate nephew of Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra is the king. So he offers respect. Yes, that's. This is etiquette or culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very particular about Vaishnava etiquette. He wouldn't tolerate. Who is that? Jagadananda Pandit was advising Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. This you boy, you're advising Sanatana Goswami? Upstart? Sanatana Goswami is such a senior person, you're giving him advice?
Someone's older by age, but younger by initiation. Do you offer respect?
Yes. Why not? Older person. Even though he may not be initiated, or may be initiated later, still older persons should be respected. This is culture. Yeah, when Brahma was testing, that sage, Bhrigu Muni, was testing the different deities. So he failed to offer respect to Brahma, who was his father. So Brahma became angry, because it was a transgression of etiquette. It will be noticed. It will be noticed. We say good manners, good manners. What is good manners? Part of good. This is simply good manners. That a person is senior, we offer him respect.
What if he's incompetent in your opinion?
Say and you offer this incompetent person your respect. Yes, old people are half the time they're incompetent. So many old people are incompetent, you know, kind of in the fog somewhere. But they're offered respect. Why? Because they're senior. Or they're in the fog, or they can't get from one room to the other without somebody helping, but they're offered respect. That's culture. A person who offers respect to his seniors will be recognized as culture. And a person who doesn't will be recognized as crude. Indian culture is quite particular about this. You can't. It's unimaginable practically that a child can speak back to seniors. The rest is kid speaking to his mother. Jill, will you get off my back? It's unimaginable. But even, not to speak of India, in the Arabic countries, in the Muslim countries, the same principle holds. There's some, not the present king of Saudi Arabia, previous king. And he was one of the so many sons of Abdul ibn Saud, the founder of the country. But his younger brother was the finance minister. One brother is the defense minister, the other is the king, and the other. So one brother was the finance minister. He was the guy who was super sharp. He was on top of everything in the kingdom. He was the guy. When the foreign dignitaries, foreign diplomats would come, they'd head right for his office to find out what was going on in the kingdom, what are the internal movements, which way is the country tilting in its foreign affairs, everything they wanted to know. They'd talk with him, and he would talk with them very freely, and they'd find out what they want to know. They'd get all the signals that the country wanted to give them from him. Super sharp guy. And he had all the finances lined up. So he would freely talk with all the diplomats. But when there was, in the court, in the presence of his elder brother, the king, couldn't say a word. Just be deferential. He knew his place. I'm the younger brother. He's the older brother. And he's the king. Yes? Someone is being destructive. Yes, do we follow the etiquette? That someone, we may have so many senior people who are ill-behaved or whose policies we may disagree with or whose actions we may think untoward, but still they're seniors. Who was Dhritarashtra? What was his position? What was he doing? What was he up to? Still, you just hear offered in respect. Even Bhishmadev, Krishna said, they've lost the respectable position of seniors by their actions. Drona, Bhishma. Where were they in the Asat Sabha, the assembly of crude men who wanted to insult Draupadi? Why didn't they speak up? They've lost their respectable position. So still Arjuna respected them, although he fought them. But when he began the at the beginning of the battle, first thing Yudhisthira did, he just approached Bhishma and Drona to take their blessings for fighting. And now I'm going to fight with you and, if possible, kill you. Well, please give your blessings. He touched their feet and offered them respect. Then, please give your blessings for fighting. Therefore, he was successful. By the blessings of his seniors. Yes. Therefore, the Pandavas had to go. Sir, you can't be killed. So, you please instruct us what to do. Not that we will somehow we'll overcome you by our own power. And they submissively inquired, "Sir, as long as you're in charge, we can't win. And you can't be killed. What should we do?" And yes, I give you my blessings. Here's what you do.
But why did he go so fast? Why did it happen like that? Nobody was able to.
He got blessings from his father. Bhishma Dev had sacrifice. He was the heir apparent, heir to the throne. He was to become king. But he saw that his father was morose. So why is... So then the father is not telling, yes, why are you despondent? Father isn't saying anything. So Bhishma Dev found out that my father has fallen in love with this daughter of this fisherman. And he wants to marry her, but the fisherman is refusing. So he went to the fisherman. "Why are you refusing my father?" "No, I'm refusing because if he marries her, then her son should become king. But your father has you as the eldest son, so you'll become king, and who knows what will happen to her or her son." "And all right, then I will become king, I promise you. I renounce my right to the throne." "Yes, but your son may claim the throne." "All right, then I make the vow that I'll never marry. So there will be no son. And your daughter's son can become king. So you have to give your daughter to my father." "All right." So out of appreciation, the father gave his blessings that you'll live as long as you want. You'll never have to die except by your own choice. Therefore, you couldn't be killed. Mm-hmm. Yes?
But the Bhishma wanted to see Krishna, and then he...
Yes. That things were so arranged that Bhishma, even after being totally pierced with arrows, lying on the bed of arrows, still he couldn't die except by his own choice. So he waited until Krishna came. He wanted to leave his body in the presence of Krishna. It's always like that with some big man. If you want to go see any big person, it's not just walk in the door and say hi. You have to go through some trouble. You want to see the President of the United States, it's not so easy. Any big person. And they usually also, they live in some remote place. So, of course, there are temples that are easily accessible also. But if you have to go through some trouble to get there, then it must be important. It changes your consciousness. If you just walk in the door, that's one thing. But if you have to climb up a hill and walk up 300 steps and this and that, and by the time you get there, you must be very much purified. Then maybe they won't go. Or if they're determined, they go. Our Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, although having only one leg, he lost his leg in a bomb attack. So he climbed up the hill to see the Lord. Many old people also finding him. It's for those who are serious, those who are determined. Or from another point of view, Krishna lives where he wants to live. You can't complain. Why are you living so far away? Yeah, that also.
That's why most of the temples are either far or either high.
Yeah, practical. If you build a fort, you don't build it 100 meters below sea level. You build it on a hill. That's easily defended. So the deities were secured against attack.
Like in Bangkok.
So sometimes we find temples are made like big forts, and they're on tops of hills, or they're in inaccessible places. Safety precautions.
Those who have faith and trust.
Yeah, those who are serious, Nico. Devotee commits an offense, can Krishna forgive? Krishna's independent, he can do whatever he wants. Just like the president or the king, they can pardon anyone. Alright, should we stop here? You have a question?
When a father gives such a blessing to his son,
well, it's not beating karma. Well, they have power. Fathers are represented, everyone's representative of Krishna for someone else. Seniors are representatives of Krishna. And especially those days, they would be powerful by their dharma, by their observance of dharma, by having performed sacrifices, austerities. They'd be powerful. And if they gave a blessing, it would be just like Gandhari, he gave her blessing to Duryodhana. And she was reluctant, of course, because she knew that he's, for her, the Pandavas were also her sons. So she didn't approve of Duryodhana's policies of usurping the rights of the Pandavas. So she refused, actually, when he left for the war. She refused to give her blessings. But still, out of affection for her son, she said, all right, you come. But you come naked. So he was coming. You take your bath and then come naked. So he was coming, but then Krishna saw him. Where are you going? I'm going to see my mother like that. So indecent. At least you should cover your thighs. Then Duryodhana, yes, actually, should. So then he came before Gandhari. And Gandhari, since the time of her marriage, had been voluntarily accepted blindness, because she came to know that her husband was blind man. So not to be in a superior position, she accepted blindness. She bound her eyes with cloth. But when Duryodhana came, then she took off, just that one time, took off her that blindfold, and by her glance, she invested all of her tapasya in her vision, so that Duryodhana's body became like steel. But that one portion that was covered didn't get the glance, so it was vulnerable. And that's how Bhima was able to kill him, find him, defeat him. But her glance had become so powerful, all of that tapasya. By tapasya, one becomes powerful. Lord Brahma created the universe by tapasya. So by performing one's prescribed duties by tapasya, one gets great power. Demigods, how do they give their blessing? They have something. Even seen in some subtle law that even lesser persons, when the superiors give their blessings, then the juniors get something. Even well wishes. If the teacher is your well wisher, if she's fond of the student will make progress. The student, if it is rude or crude and the teacher can't stand him, it's going to be hard for that student to make progress. But if the student, if you're the teacher's pet, then you'll make progress just because the teacher likes you. Prabhupada said that about himself. He said, my Guru Maharaj likes me, that's all. He said, you may be a dog, but if you're the spiritual master, likes you. Probably so that's the secret of progress in spiritual life, to get the blessings of the bona fide spiritual master. We don't know exactly how it works. The person who's giving blessings, he doesn't even know how it works. Or may not know how it works. What kind of blessings can I get? It's by the subtle workings of nature. It's not against the laws of nature. It's part of the laws of nature. That the juniors who receive blessings from the seniors and the juniors who offer respect to seniors, they get something. Yeah, well, that's sort of a reverse blessing. Yeah, their parents are not inclined to give their blessings when you join the Hare Krishna movement. That's their misfortune. So then the sons have to become the parents of the parents and give them blessings. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.